Success stories and interviews with game changers and thought leaders who have overcome both in life and in business. Welcome to Vertical Momentum.
Hey guys, it's me, the comeback coach. Guys, I just want to tell you about a person in my life that is truly, truly amazing. And she's actually changing the world one house, one home at a time. Her name is Tammy Moses of The Hoarding Solution. She's the founder and chief encouragement officer of Homes Are For Living, The Hoarding Solution, which is a veteran-owned and operated business. Tammy provides virtual consultations and workshops on the issues of hoarding. She believes in inspiring others to take their adversity and use it for the greater good. She is the voice of AKOPTH, Adult Kids of Parents That Hoard. She is also a voice and advocate for YLITH, Youths Living in the Hoard. You can connect with Tammy at homesareforliving@gmail.com and on Facebook at Instagram at The Hoarding Solution. So guys, if you know anybody that's struggling with any kind of hoarding issue, please reach out to Tammy. She has a heart of service and she truly cares about people. All right, guys, remember vertical momentum. The only way to go is but up. Hey, guys, welcome to another episode of Vertical Momentum. I'm your host, Richard Kaufman, also known as the Comeback Coach. Guys, this is going to be a great episode. As you know, I love trying new things. I just tried their energy and nootropic drink. 100% love it. 5-star review. I'm drinking it right now. You guys could probably hear it in my shaker cup. But today we're going to be talking all things CBD and something I know zero about. So I'm about to get an education. So guys, get your pen and paper ready. Hey guys, how are you guys doing today? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. This is Danielle.
Danielle, what's going on?
Hey, I'm absolutely ecstatic to be here. Thank you so much, Richard, for having us today.
Oh, and I got to tell you, this energy drink, amazing.
Oh my goodness. I love my edge. Definitely, we all need that edge. So, you know, and I know there's a couple more that may get on today, but I'm super proud of what we have and I'm excited to share it. But I also love what you're doing and how you're moving it forward and consistently making an impact, because that's really what it's all about at the end of the day.
Well, like I said, you know, I'm late to the game with CBD. So I have a lot of questions because I come from a military background. I come from an addiction background because I've been clean and sober 32 years. So I have a lot of questions about that kind of stuff. So just tell us a little bit about, you know, where you guys are from. And tell us a little bit about what you do, and then you guys can break it down Barney style for me.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first, you know, we got introduced in the world of CBD back in, I think it was 2017, and honestly didn't know what we had our hands on at first. We were at a convention, and we had been introduced to it by one of our physicians, and we had a sample. And I literally went to bed that night, I didn't think anything. I honestly looked at all the benefits that it had. And to be honest, you know, by human nature, we're all skeptics at some point. I just thought, yeah, right. How can one thing help all of that? But I went to bed that night and I actually slept through the entire night, but I didn't connect the dots. I thought it was the hotel mattress. In fact, I jumped up out of bed. I told my husband, I ripped the sheets up. I said, take a picture of this mattress. We have to buy it. I slept last night. And it wasn't until the product actually arrived to our house and I started getting sleep. It's been years at this point from me getting a quality night's sleep. And so that really excited me. And then I watched someone who was having an anxiety attack. He was literally having a panic attack in front of me. And I said, are you okay? And he said, not really. He said, I almost canceled our appointment today because I thought, you know, I've got so much going on. My mom passed away 7 months ago. I haven't been able to sleep. And I'm just not doing that great. And when he said not be able to sleep, I thought, you know, this stuff's been helping me. Maybe I should see if he wants to try a dose. So I gave him some right there on the spot. And Within 15 minutes, Richard, he had just relaxed and sat back in his chair. And I thought, did that just happen before my eyes? Did that really just happen? And so I'm actually from Decatur, Illinois. I've actually recently moved to Dallas, Texas. That's where this whole thing kicked off. And it was really just seeing results. And then from there, we've put in physicians and all kinds of high-end professionals. We've definitely been more and more acquainted in this world of CBD and what it can do for people's bodies. But it's absolutely amazing. But it's not just any CBD. You really have to be careful with the quality of what you're using, for sure.
Now, because I knew I was going to have you guys on today, I did did some research, talked to a couple friends of mine. I talked to a gentleman. His name is David Anthony Schroeder. He wrote a book called 7 Ways to Manage Pain with CBD. So now you got me totally interested, because I've have injuries from being in the military, torn rotator cuffs and stuff like that. So I'm definitely interested in that, and also talking about what CBD actually is. Because like I said, you know, I want to break it down Barney style. I'm not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed. So if you could break down, you know, what it actually is. And I know we have cannabinoid receptors in our body, but if you could just break us down what CBD actually is, because there's so much stuff out. Like, you can go to a bodega and it'll say CBD, but obviously it's probably not good. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, CBD is actually known as cannabidiol, and cannabidiol actually comes from the hemp plant. And we joke and we say CBD is cashing big dollars, but it's true. This industry is projected to grow $1 trillion in the next 10 years. There's such huge benefits to the hemp plant in general. But CBD and how it works, to break it down Barney style, is that we have something in our bodies called the endocannabinoid system. Now, I laugh because it took me forever to even be able to pronounce that, but it's called the ECS, the endocannabinoid system. And in our bodies, we actually produce our own cannabinoids. They're endogenous. We actually used to, our cattle, our livestock, chickens, we used to graze on this back in the 1930s. They took it away from us. Farmers were no longer able to grow hemp. And so, and Big Pharma steps in at that point, but we have some in our bodies. We just don't produce enough. So we're deficient, and we have something. And not to get too medical or too technical, because I'm certainly not a physician and have several people that we can invite to come on as a medical expert, but we have something in our bodies called this endocannabinoid system. And it has CB1 and CB2 receptors located throughout our entire body, mainly present in the brain, the spinal cord, the male and female organs. And when these receptors get shut down over time, it could be, you know, you're in the military, you've had a ton of injuries or PTSD or something that's, you know, caused your body to get out of balance, your whole system to get out of balance. Maybe there's a certain receptor for you that would get shut down, or for someone else, it's pain, someone else, it's sleep, someone else, it's anxiety. And it goes into the body and it literally unlocks these receptors. So it's really not even the product that's doing the work for like the pain relief and such. It's the body that now starts to operate the way it was designed to operate. And so it's known for its anti-inflammatory properties, but there's so much more to that. We've seen, I mean, we could be here all day sharing stories. I did bring someone from the military with a traumatic brain injury. She has a really beautiful story. There's several of those. We can get more people on as we go, but to keep it simple, it really is just getting the body into balance. That's what it is. It's getting your body back into balance, and there's no psychotropic effects with CBD.
Okay. Cause you know, and of course it has such a bad connotation, you know, as soon as you hear CBD, you know, the first thing you know, you think about is hippie smoking pot and playing guitars. You know what I mean?
Sure. So, totally, like, dude. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, well, it's because the hemp plant resembles the marijuana plant. You see, it looks similar, but it definitely has. So let me explain, for instance, our product. So we have something called a certificate of analysis. We do a third-party testing, and every single batch that comes out is tested. So it'll say 0.0 THC or non-detectable. It'll say ND for non-detectable. There may be a tenth of a millionth of just trace amounts that was found inside of that. But it's so minute that the body doesn't even recognize it whatsoever. And so it's really health benefits without those psychotropic effects. There's a lot of research, and I hear what you're saying. It's the natural response of people, but as we go down this path more and more, I think people will get more and more educated on it, because it really is more than what people think. It's when you actually experience it and you see other people getting these types of benefits, you'll never get tired of hearing their results. I'll let you ask a couple questions, but I want to make sure you understand, when you're out there looking for CBD, you want to be very mindful of not getting something that just got shipped in, being very careful. I always tell people, you wouldn't maybe get your sushi at a gas station. I don't necessarily recommend getting your CBD at a gas station. I would look for a good quality product for sure.
Okay, because now I was with GNC for over 30 years. And when I retired last January, they were just starting to get in topical CBD for roll-on and also creams. So I'm thinking now it's starting to go mainstream, when you have a general nutrition center with over 7,000 stores starting to carry it. So I see it. Things are starting to get a little bit better. It's becoming a little bit more popular. And I think like the ones that we had, it was like 0.3% THC. It was very low. But now I have a lot of friends now that are in active military, and they've all been told not to use any CBD products.
Yes.
Why would that be?
You know, that's unfortunate. We've been facing that. So when people ask, you know, will I pass a drug test on this? I'll say, you know, we've never had a problem with that, but use that certificate of analysis, send it into either your human resource department, or, you know, if it's a physician that you need to send it into. But honestly, I don't know why the military doesn't allow the CBD product. To be honest, I think it's a big mistake, only because, listen, we've had so many of our U.S. vets, and as you know, and first I just want to say thank you and want to honor you for your service. You know, it's men and women like you, yourself, that went out and fought for our freedom, that put your life on the line, and we want to serve you back. And we started this veteran program because so many veterans were coming up to us and saying, this product just didn't improve my life. It literally changed my life, and specifically in PTSD. And so you think about all these men and women that are now, you know, back home. They don't necessarily have the support. They don't have, but they go to maybe the VA, and they're getting bags full of prescriptions, but they're still having all these issues at home, and they're not living the quality of life that they deserve. But we have this lady, I want to tell a quick story on this, because it was the first story that I really stood there with my mouth hanging open. We were at a convention where we were sharing some of our business, you know, success, and also our product and health and people that are feeling good. And we had, you know, people getting up on stage. And then after this event, this young lady comes up to our owner, and I'm standing there with him, and she kind of pulls him off to the side, and she hands him a bullet. Okay. And she said, I just want you to understand that I suffered from suicidal thoughts ever since I was, you know, when I came home. And she said, I had 3 attempts. I have 2 young children at home, and, you know, unfortunately they were getting ready to not have a mom. When this bullet, it didn't go through, it didn't work. And someone introduced her the very next day to our product, and she starts taking it. And those suicidal thoughts went away, and the body started feeling better, and her mental state of mind, it is very good for mood and lifting up again, balancing out those, you know, anything in those receptors that have been shut down. And he's stunned, because, you know, someone's telling him, this didn't just help me, it saved my life. And so from there, we've had story after story after story from our U.S. veterans. When you ask me about the military, I can't give you an answer, because I really don't understand why they wouldn't. I'm sure at some point, you know, that may change. But of course, right now, we have other alternative products. We have hemp-free products that still mimic what CBD does in the body. So there's botanicals out there that still have cannabinoid activity without that mimics the activity without cannabinoids. And so we do that as a you know, as we call them boosters. So even the Edge, it has a lot of our botanicals in that product, but you don't have the hemp with that. So there are things that people can take until maybe their situation changes. I know some of the pro athletes that we have the same issue with them. Again, I think it's just lack of really understanding what it is from that side of the world, or I don't know, to be honest. I just want to be.
And the Edge, I mean, it tastes good. I like it. I thought it would have a weird taste because sometimes when you take echinacea and some of the other herbs, it has a bitter taste to it. But it's actually got a really, really good taste to it, especially when it's iced down. And I could definitely feel the nootropics in it. So I'm all aboard on this one. So,
oh, my goodness. You know. That Edge is amazing. It really is. That's one of our hemp-free products that what he's talking about is that you take this, you mix it in a drink, you can shake it up. It's also, there's some in liquid form as well. And it helps just give you that mental clarity, that focus, that little bit of healthy energy instead of reaching for some kind of an energy drink. People like to use that. And it really does make you sharp and feel great. So I love that. I love that we're giving people side benefits, you know, not side effects with our products.
Well, that's why I figured I'd try it as we're talking. So people are actually getting a real review from me because people know that I've been in the health and fitness industry for over 30 years. And if I don't like a product, I'll tell you, it tastes like ass. It doesn't work. So, you know, people trust me because they know that I'm just not going to tell them a story. And this would be definitely a product that I would recommend to my closest friend. So,
absolutely. So, I want to share with you something as well, since we're on this subject. And did I hear Antoinette on? Is she here with us?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. I want to turn the mic over to her in just a moment. I want to share about Colonel Gadsden. So speaking of veterans, and we're going to hear from Antoinette, someone who has had amazing results with our product, but we have a gentleman by the name Colonel Gadsden, and he's highly decorated veteran. He's actually now public speaking. He lost both of his legs in battle, and literally just a moving, very inspirational story that he shares, but he is now representing us. You know, he'll travel, he'll come in, he will be more than happy to get on this call. He's been a dear friend already. We made fast friends, but he'll tell you that he's tried a lot of different things for pain. And this is the first product he's ever tried that really helped him and makes him feel amazing. But you can look him up again, Colonel Gadsden.
How do you spell his last name?
G-A-D. S-O-N, I believe. Let me double check that to make sure. But he's one of those individuals that you want in your life. He really lives in the present. He you know, again, most people would want to just kind of give up at that point. And he has made such a huge difference. He's now acting and speaking publicly. He's just incredible. So yes, it is G-A-D-S-O-N, Gregory D. You can look him up on Wikipedia. And I look him up. He's, like I said, highly decorated. He was injured on May 7th, it says here, 2007. And when you listen to his story, it's just absolutely incredible. So we'll get him on here as well, Richard. But here live with us today is another veteran that I'm going to let her tell you who she is and where she's from and just her little bit of a story with her traumatic brain injury. But we have so many of these, and they're so heartwarming. And she uses one of our products called the topical. So, you know, we have something that's just literally you can dab just a tiny bit on any places on your body that hurts. It's certainly one of the favorite products here, but I will turn it over to her if that's okay with you and let her just share a little bit of her own personal story.
Sure. And first of all, I just want to say for her, thank you for your service. And it would be my honor if you would come back and come on my show so we can tell your story. And because I think, you know, a lot of women do not get the respect they deserve, especially in the military realm. And that's something that I specialize in, is having women on my show. So I'd be honored if one day you can come on our show.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me on the show. And thank you for your service. And thank you, Danny, for introducing me to Mr. Kaufman.
Absolutely.
Well, hello to everybody. My name is Antoinette Williams. I'm originally from Alabama, and I'm a disabled veteran. I have my main injury is a TBI, and I have several different injuries from the military, but The Zelis has really, really been a godsend to me because I've been on 15 or more different medications just to deal with pain that I'm having from the TBI, cervical injury, back injury, knees, stomach, severe migraines to the point where I go blind when I get them, spasming, epiglottis, insomnia, everything. And the medication, just like she said, is constantly they, if it doesn't work, they put you on more, put you on more, put you on more. I tried the topical. I was introduced to that by Marilyn McClure. I tried the topical and seriously, I didn't believe it. So I didn't do it for a couple of days just to make sure I wasn't having a fluke. But normally I'm having, taking 3 pain pills, 2 patches and cream just to make it through the day with my back and not having to walk to use the walker. But I use the topical once a day. And I mean, just a little bit and I'm good for the whole day. I don't have to take the pain pills and I don't have to do the lidocaine patches and the diclofenac gel. And it's just been ridiculously amazing to me. And I don't know if anybody else out there has those type of pains and joint pains, but it is working great for me. And the CBD, I take the CBD drops and the CBG, and it's helped with my migraines to a point where I still get them, but I'm no longer going totally blind when I get them.
Incredible. Richard, I want to explain something I want to turn the mic back to you too, but I want to explain why we're getting the results that we're getting. So I don't want to take the whole show. I'd love to let you, kind of guide us here, but it's so important that people understand again what they're looking into.
Well, and like I said, this show is about you guys. It's about getting the information out there. It's never about me, never has been, and never will be. And I also have a TBI, so I'm totally in lockstep with Ms. Annette. I totally feel where she's coming from.
Yes, and she's, again, now when this happens, we all become aligned because we're out there making an impact, and it's so much more than just a product. And, I've always told people, if you go out and help other people and that is your core purpose, when you do that, that's what we're here for. We're not, and yes, we do have a business and we love doing the business because we know what an impact it's making. And of course, financially too, people need help with their finances. They have things they want to go and do. And we offer that. I've been with the company now since 2015, but I actually am just honored to be here sharing this particular product, and this subject has me so passionate because of what we've seen. But here's what's different. So if you're asking yourself, okay, well, how do I know I'm getting a good quality product? You really want to find out about absorption, and why she was getting such amazing results was she's getting this absorption factor. So we did a study. We did it at one of the most prestige medical centers in the entire world, at the Mayo Clinic Research Center. Now, we had so many people calling them to ask us to quit putting the study out there on the website. We actually took it down, but we have it. We have more studies actually being performed on some of our other products as we speak from the National Health, National Institute of Health. But we have this study. It's not just us sharing these wonderful stories that actually backs it up and shows you that 20 participants were given our product. We put it under their tongue, had them hold it for 30 seconds before they swallow. We took blood serum samples at the beginning of this study, and every single hour on the hour, we tested their blood serum. And what we found is that in the first 45 minutes, all 20 participants, all subjects were reaching peak performance. They got up between an 80 and 94% absorption. Now, this is significant because most oils are mixed with coconut oil or some kind of carrier, and they're not getting the absorption. They're getting maybe about 6%. While they may be good, and they may still help in some ways, we have the absorption rate is up to 94%. It's just incredible. We also have what we call the stamp, U.S. Hemp Authority stamp of approval. And this takes a lot of criteria to be able to get this on. We've hired some of the most well-known, I would say, players in the industry. If I, not just to be real, there are significant science that goes in behind our products, and they take very much a respect of, hey, this, my name's going to be behind this. I'm going to make sure that we put out a good quality product. They go to bat for us. They dig deep into the science, and then they deliver a product. And not just a product that's actually going to live up to the gold standard of what we do. Also, we use the top most expensive form of extraction. You do not want to use a product that you're not sure how they extract. Sometimes they'll get sprayed with chemicals, harsh chemicals like butane and all kinds of toxins. Well, you're putting that in your body. I don't know about you, but I don't want to take a shot of lighter fluid every day, right? So we use something called CO2. It's where they take thousands of pounds of pressure and extract our oils out. It's the safest, cleanest way to do that. So that's why a lot of our professional physicians or naturopaths will take a look at this and say, wow. And they're all in. We've got several that are with us. So thank you for allowing me to share that. I think the biggest thing about all of this, though, is the stories. The stories like Antoinette, who she comes living, you know, life just trying to get through every single day. And here she served our country. And again, cannot say thank you enough for all of the U.S. vets that went out there and still continue to fight for us. And so, but she comes back and she has these issues, and then we give her something that works. And all of a sudden she's saying, hey, you know, when I first met you, Antoinette, it was like, you were very quiet, kind of shy, wasn't really sure, like, you know, and all of a sudden now here you are speaking on public calls. We've had you on other national calls, sharing your story. And it's just, it's very inspirational. It's very impactful.
So well, it's easy to share when you, as I say, when something really works, you just want to let everybody know, like, hey, you know, this is something that could help you. You should try it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now I have a lot of people that I'm friends with and have a very big veteran and law enforcement friends and family. So, and a lot of them, like you said, they have post-traumatic stress, they have depression. So talk to us about what CBD can do for people that are dealing with post-traumatic stress and also with depression. What actually causes it to help with that, those kind of issues?
You know, again, I'd like to invite one of our medical professionals to answer with more experience in that, because I purposely try not to learn too much deep details, because my main focus is putting boots on the ground and having people go out and share, because we share this product by word of mouth. And so the more people we share it with, but then I have all these professionals on my team, and we'll bring them. What they're saying is that your body, so when you go into, when like certain chemicals may drop when you've been through something traumatic, such as the girl, every single time she hears loud noises, she almost like, her whole body almost goes into like a fetal position. As she said, she can't be anywhere around people around 4th of July, things like that. There's something that has happened inside of that balance inside of that receptor where it got shut down, and it's not getting fed with this nutrient, these cannabinoids, where it actually balances you out. So the mood is something that we even have people who have said, hey, I started taking this for pain, but as soon as I started taking it and I woke up, I've been in a deep depression for years. No one really knows, because I just kind of paint a smile on my face and go to work and try to push through. But I literally feel like the fog has lifted off of me. So I don't know the actual science of why it actually works, other than our bodies are deficient in it. We get it in our bodies. It unlocks these receptors. And then our body then begins to operate the way it was made, the way God intended. So we'll get a doctor on. We'll get a few of them that will come in and share exact science behind the endocannabinoid system and how feeding it works, how it actually translates and how it communicates with our cells. That's not my area of expertise. I'm actually a business leader. I help people learn how to go out and share it and just be genuine, like I said, and follow up. Helped a lot of our people make, you know, six figures or more on our team. And that's not something everyone wants to do, but I do that because when you have a product like this that's making that big of an impact, it really does the heavy lifting for us. And so, not to digress there, but just to let you know, it's not really my area of expertise.
Okay. But, you know, I'm a big fan of Tucker Bearden. I was on his show. I was one of the first shows he ever had. I was ever a guest on, and I've had him on my shows a couple times. So I'll do anything to support him. I definitely can get behind, you know, like the energy drinks and stuff like that. I love that. So now talk to us about the business, because I know a lot of people, you know, when they get behind something, like for me, when I was working with General Nutrition Center, if I found a product that I liked and I used, I would blow it out. I would sell hundreds of thousands of dollars of it because I actually use it. I love the product. So talk to us about how some of the people, they've gone from being a customer to being a business partner.
Absolutely. So, you know, let me share that with Chris Reed is actually with us. You mentioned Tucker. Tucker has been such a bright light for so many people, and I'm just now getting introduced to him. But everyone that just like yourself that says that he's introduced them, they say the same thing. I'd do anything for Tucker. And again, I'm just getting to know him. But Chris Reed is actually on the team. Chris actually brought him to us, and he shared this product as a customer with him. And then Tucker said, "Well, wait a minute. I want to do this. I want to get behind this. I want to go out and share this with people." So Chris, can you share a little bit while you're here? Mr. Chris Reed is one of our up and coming leaders. Makes his home in Pekin, Illinois. Young, but has a heart of gold and literally is so committed to the, when I say alignment, for impact. So Chris, if you don't mind, bring yourself to the line and share your story about how Tucker actually became one of your representatives just from being a customer.
Yeah, for sure. Can you guys hear me okay?
Perfect.
I hear you great.
So Tucker and I really were just lucky enough to come in contact through social media. I know he just put out a book, and I was I just love supporting Tucker as well. And then I thought, you know, I'd go ahead and share some samples of our products with him. And he literally messaged me the morning. He's like, "Man, this stuff is amazing. The Edge, he's a big fan of for sure." He's like, "Man, I haven't felt this good in a long, long time." And we've really grown pretty past few weeks or so. It's so funny because when we were talking about our goals and what we want to accomplish as people long term, one of the things we mentioned together was being on a podcast. And it's so crazy that within just a couple weeks that goal has manifested. But the great thing about this business is just really connecting with like-minded people like Tucker. You know, he's someone who has a lot of influence all over the country, and so excited to link up with him and just help as many people as possible. You know, Richard, like you said, thank you for your service us on today. But yeah, we're just really excited about, you know, spreading the word about these products, and not only about the products but the business as well, because, you know, Antoinette, like you said, the products are so amazing, it's hard to not share it. It just comes, you know, organically. And I truly feel like these products, we have a moral responsibility to share them with the world, because, you know, people are so open about their issues nowadays. And it just comes naturally to share them. And I almost feel like it's a superpower in a way to have these at our disposal, because, you know, like we've said, they're helping so many people all over the world. And, you know, I'm just so blessed to be in this position to help people on a mass scale. You know, one of my goals in life is to not only help people on a large scale, but, you know, to be an entrepreneur and, you know, create a six and seven figure income for, you know, the people, for me and the people close to me. So you know, so many things motivate me on a daily basis, but that's definitely one of them, you know, helping people and then creating a large for myself and my family as well.
Okay, then I've got a question to ask. Now this is, you know, now that I'm in the business space also, and I've interviewed several 7, 8, 9 figure earners. And my question is, one of my friends, she's a sponsor of the show. She has a company called Soldier Girl Coffee, and it's coffee that's CBD infused. And she was actually, and I'm not going to name the social network, because I'm not about to get in trouble, but they pulled all her ads because she even just mentioned CBD. So have you guys had any pushback or anything like that as far as advertising?
I'll jump in on this one. So you know, I've been I've built a team of over 35,000 and still growing, and it's been an absolute honor to serve them as well. But what's happened is we're so early in this space, right? We've definitely come a long way. But when we first got involved, before the Farm Bill was actually passed, so December of 2018, actually, Trump had signed the Farm Bill, making it an actual commodity, you know, across the entire U.S. It was, but before that, it was state to state, and each one had their legal limits of CBD. And, you know, again, it's been taken away from us, but there was certain amounts that you could have. We had such a big impact because of our water soluble technology. We have a second technology also that makes it long lasting. And so we were able to put a very small amount in to give a big punch, but we still ran into issues, and we would have certain states were not maybe up to speed with their own laws. And so we did have people a bit more in the beginning than we do now, who would all of a sudden, like, for instance, credit card processors, because they didn't know from state to state who allowed what, it was too much. They would literally shut you down if you put CBD in your any kind of description. But we've gotten really past some of that. But yes, in the beginning, more so than now, we had a lot of issues with that. I think now, because it is the Farm Bill got passed, more and more people are getting into the space. But what I would tell people even back then, and I would say it now, is you can sit on the sidelines if that's something you want to do. But I prefer to get in the game. And sometimes when I'm in this game and I'm sharing it with people, and I do understand that people are going to have problems, it's just a matter of then, well, then how do we still go out and share it in a way that would make people understand what we have? And so that's again why we went word of mouth and person to person and sharing it. But we've never had an issue where someone lost their license, you know, someone lost a position somewhere. This is something that we've been shipping out since 2017. We've been just an incredible influence in this market space. And I think we're going to continue to lead the pack. We're way ahead of technology. That's one thing I can say about our company, is that we're constantly looking down the road, having the vision of what's coming next, and let's stay ahead of that curve.
Okay, then I got another business question, because I love business. I'm involved in a lot of different business groups, and a lot of business and business companies and leaders, they shit on MLMs, where for me, I think positive about them, because I think they're some of the best training grounds you will ever have. So talk to us about your business model.
Sure. So our business model is called a hybrid. We do have MLM, and, you know, a lot of times people will look at MLM and think, oh man, I'd never do an MLM. I've had a lot of our physicians say, I never thought I would ever do an MLM. We have retail as well. So we have a lot of just retailers. We have people that can make up to a 200% profit. We sell in tiered amounts. So sometimes people will just choose to become a distributor, be able to come in at wholesale prices, put it on their shelves, and sell it, your traditional style business. The network side, when you're building, which, by the way, 80% of all women who build a six-figure income do it in a home-based business. And it's becoming more of the norm these days. I'm so proud to be in this industry. And I remember in the beginning thinking, well, what will people think of this? Because sometimes people don't always treat that, you know, this profession professionally, or they think it's some sort of a scam. And truth is, more millionaires are actually produced. You said you work with a lot of 7, 8, 9 figures. A lot of millionaires. In fact, more millionaires are produced out of network marketing than any other industry. And so once you realize the impact you can make and scale based on that, you know, your whole mindset changes. And for me, and I was one of the people in the beginning that was very much a stereotype. I looked at it like, oh no, I don't want to be involved in something like that. But once I got in to the actual profession, started seeing what really happens. So how it works when you're in the team side is we simply build two teams, a left team and a right team. We have regular trainings. We have, you know, I tell people, get system dependent, get close to your team. Our leaders are incredible here. I know on my personal team, we call it global impact. And the reason we say that is because we're all about making that impact. We just expanded into Europe and Latin America. We'll continue to be doing that as time goes by. In fact, I'm on the phone with Spain tonight. I'll be on a Zoom call with them. I have someone there that wants to buy 1,000 bottles from us. Well, okay. So the business model is you can do both. You can do tradition and you can build the MLM side, you know, or you can choose one over the other. Also, people come in and they just want to use it at wholesale and they just want to use product at the lower cost. But that's our model. Incredible compensation structure. We just have to share it with people and follow up and not try to be salesy. If you're salesy, it turns people off. Again, back to my motto and what I teach my team is you're here to share. You're here to ask questions and serve people. If it's not something they're open to, don't try to push it on someone. It's the icky feeling. People like to buy, they just don't like to be sold. And so if you can just ask them questions, give them samples, let people try it, then we'll take them from there. And if they decide they want to, you know, or sometimes people will say, no way, I'm in, get me in, I'm ready to go. Either way, it's all about how we can serve people.
Okay, so now my question, I have a question, you know, of course, I'm probably not going to get into selling it, but I will help, you know, Chris and Tucker hit their goals, because I'm all about helping others. So how a person, if they just want to buy the product, how do they go about buying the product and where do they buy it from?
Sure. So again, some of us will buy the product and stock it and be able to sell it right from our own personal stock. You certainly don't have to do that. We have a replicated website. So say you're looking at Tucker's website and you would get his link. I believe it, and Chris, you may know his actual link. It's zalise.com/.
Just his first and last name, Tuckerbearden.
So TUCKERBEAR.
Yep.
Is that right? DEN.
Yep.
So that's our replicated website. Now, I will tell you that sometimes it's good to contact the person because we do have the ability to buy it less and even give it at a better price. But it's not hard. We just share it and we send people to our links. Also, Antoinette, you know, Antoinette Williams is, you know, she is a veteran. You've got Chris Reed. You heard Marilyn McClure. Marilyn McClure is so cute. She was 72 years old when she first came to us. She actually made her Jeep. We give Jeeps out at a very reasonable way to do it. It's not like one of these hard programs where you have to be in the top of the top to get there. She made her Jeep in the first 30 days being with us in the business. Sweet lady. But it's, again, all walks of life, sharing it, going out. And her daughter ends up coming in and retails it and didn't want to do the business side, but ended up making such a significant impact in people's lives. And she decides, okay, later she decides she wants to do it. So it's all about connecting with us and we'll point you to the right place. But thank you for asking that. We love it. We appreciate you having us on the show. Certainly, again, for the higher good, though, is we just want people to be educated and understand what it is that we have and how it's helping people.
Okay, so now if I'm a person that wants to get into the business, where do they go to sign up for that?
Zalise.com is our name of our company. It's Z-I-L-I-S. But again, it's better to get with someone, you know, my name's Danielle Taylor. I'm the top leader. I'm going to put people, if they come to a link, I'm going to, especially if, you know, we've been introduced through you, and I point them over to Tucker and say, Tucker, we've had a lot of response. Or if someone particularly has something that they resonate with someone that we've talked to through this program, then I'm going to help direct traffic. I'm going to always point them in the right spot. You can get a hold of the person, you know, that you know that's part of our company, but I would encourage you to get with someone that's experienced and going to be able to have help. And even if they're brand new, they have connections. We have such great leaders here. There's connections all the way up. So happy to serve this team.
Okay, so the last two questions, you already answered the one. So where we can find you and how we can order. Last question I ask everybody, because, you know, we live in a crazy world right now. You know, we got a lot of parents that lost their jobs because due to COVID. We, you know, some of them are driving Uber. Some of them are driving, you know, for DoorDash just to put food in their kids' mouths. And we got grandparents, you know, homeschooling children. Mm-hmm. So we live in a crazy world. So if I ask the average person to do something in 7 days, they're probably never going to get to it. But if I ask for somebody to take an actionable step in the next 24 hours, they're more likely. So I have a two-pronged question. If somebody is looking to get into business, to get for themselves, what can they do in the next 24 hours to start pushing that forward? Now, the second question is, if somebody out there like me that struggled with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, depression, what is something we can do in the next 24 hours to start to get some relief?
So I'm going to tell you to go straight to Facebook and go to look me up, Danielle Van Meter Taylor, and send me a message and just reference this actual podcast. I will then point in the right direction immediately. So I'll be on standby. I have assistants actually that also will help me keep tabs on everyone. But what we'll do is we'll actually send you to the right person, of course, and we'll make sure that you get product. So if you're someone with PTSD and you say, hey, I have PTSD, I heard the podcast with Richard Kaufman, and you send Danielle Van Meter Taylor on Facebook, I'm going to know immediately that was through the Tucker link with Antoinette. But I would tell you that getting a sample mailed out is what we would do immediately for someone that has the PTSD. Talking about business, the first thing I'm going to do is just ask you, thank you for contacting. Tell me a little bit more. What has you intrigued? What kind of income would you like to make? And how fast do you need to make that? Then let's talk about why you need that. And then even if it's, I just need to, you know, be able to replace the income I've lost through the pandemic, or if it's, I just, like you said, I'm now driving an Uber because I have no choice, or my kids are being homeschooled. It's been a very stressful time in our family. Then let's just get you to goal one, and let's just find a way to get some money back in your pocket by getting you started and having you just start to share it with people. And we'll certainly support you through that. We've had a lot of people that just want to get going and start sharing it with people. And then we start going from there. Sure. And happy to get them on a more of a, like a detailed presentation so they can see the whole thing. But I would appreciate if anyone does reach out, make sure you put Richard Kaufman, so I know who you are. And I will then message you back within a 24-hour period.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you guys so much. Thank you for your service to our great nation. Thank you for everything you've done. So guys, if you guys are listening to this, definitely check it out. If not for anything else, definitely pick out the energy drink, because I'm in love with the energy drink. I can see myself drinking this every day. This episode will go out probably in about 2 or 3 weeks, because I'm backlogged and going on vacations and stuff. But it goes out to about 1.4 million veterans. So I'm very grateful for you guys, and thank you for taking the time to hang out with me today.
We loved it, and we love what you're doing. And again, immediately knew that when you came to the line and said, not interested in necessarily the business, but making an impact. And so, Richard, we're right on board with you. Thank you so much for serving our country and then continuing that ripple effect, and you continue to make difference in people's lives. Thank you so much for Antoinette and my other business partner, Chris Reed, for jumping on, and Tucker for really just introducing us. And we're looking forward to helping as many people as we possibly can.
All right, guys. And thank you for coming on Vertical Momentum, where the only way to go is but up. Love you guys, and have an amazing week.
God bless everyone.
Thank you.
God bless.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying our show, if you love what we're doing, if you would like to support us, we have a whole bunch of great stuff coming out. We have a brand new t-shirt line that's coming out. Hats, coffee mugs, any kind of swag that lets your friends know that you support Vertical Momentum and you're always looking to get better. Also, we have our new coffee brand coming out. It's called Vertical Momentum Coffee. It's ass-kicking coffee, and it will get you moving in the morning. So guys, if you're interested, go to www.richardkaufman.net. Check us out, leave us a note, tell us what you'd like, and we'll actually send it to you. The new website is being built. So if you guys want to, our book is out there on Amazon. It's called A Hero's Journey from Darkness to Light. Definitely check it out. It talks about my story, but it also talks about how to survive depression, how to survive
addiction. All right, guys, I love you. Thank you so much for always supporting our mission, which is to save lives.
Thank you for joining us today. Please hit subscribe and share. Please feel free to leave us a comment.